Marion County Sheriff Matt Bale stops in for a few minutes on The Second Cup.
Good morning, Marion County. This is Marion County Sheriff Matt Bales coming to you with this month's Sheriff's Office Report. And we will go right to our most wanted for the month. Our first one is Craig Love. He is a 32-year-old white male, 5'8", 155 pounds, brown hair and green eyes. He is wanted for tampering with evidence and a parole violation. Our second one is Jonathan Fry II. He is a 37-year-old white male, 5'9", 200 pounds, brown hair and brown eyes. He is wanted for escape and weapons under disability. Our third one is Kiefer Wood. He is a 31-year-old white male, 5'9", 140 pounds, blonde hair and blue eyes. He is wanted for a parole violation. If you've seen any of these people or you know where they're staying at, please contact us. There's several different ways you can do so at mariontips.org, and you can remain anonymous if you want to on there, or on Facebook, where you'll see their pictures, or the Sheriff's app, where you also see their pictures, or you can call us at 740-382-8244, option 6, or 740-375-TIPS. That's 740-375-8477. Please let us know if you know where either any of these people are at for us to pick them up. Now we're talking about what happened last month at the Sheriff's Office. Last month, on the 6th, we were at the Marion Towers for coffee with the seniors. We also did the Golden Gala at Tri-Rivers Career Center. That's always a fun time being there. On the 7th, we were at the DFM Family Fun Day at the Marion Fairgrounds. On the 11th, we went to the Buckeye School for a student promotional day for their law enforcement students. One of them was promoted to lieutenant of their law enforcement class, and a couple other ones were promoted to sergeants in their law enforcement class. On the 14th, we attended Tri-Rivers for the Kiwanis Pancake Day, and we had our mascot sheriff there. We did a senior scams presentation at Peace Church on the 14th also. We were at River Valley on the 19th for Future Farmers of America Cops and Coffee Day. We helped serve the Kingston Women's Breakfast on the 25th. On the 26th, we visited Primrose Nursing Home for a 100th birthday celebration of a gentleman there. We did all of our senior checks. Every Tuesday, we do our senior checks. We were out there, four times in March. In April, we did the men's breakfast at Kingston on April 1st. We were at Easter in Caledonia at Liberty Elementary School on the 4th. We were at Marion Towers again for coffee with seniors on the 10th. Coming up this week, we are speaking at Crossroads, a senior scam presentation on the 15th. On the 15th, we'll be at the basketball tour for youth, which is starting in Caledonia from 5 to 7 p.m. Come on out for pizza and play some basketball with our deputies. On the 18th, we're going to be doing a state cadets competition for our safety cadets class. On the 20th, we're going to have a safe poster contest winners presentation here at the Sheriff's Office. Every year, our Victims Assistance Program puts on a safe kid poster contest for youngsters in elementary school. And then we always have the trophy presentation out here. Also, I'll be at the groundbreaking for the new Pleasant Elementary School on the 20th. We will be at Senior Marion Towers for the Coffee of the Seniors again on the 24th. And, of course, we'll be doing our senior checks again this month. That has been our March and April at the Marion County Sheriff's Office. This is Sheriff Matt Bales. Thanking you for listening. Have a good day.
Morgan Schwartz with the Palace Theater joins us today on The Second Cup.
Good morning from all of us at the Marion Palace Theater. This is Morgan Schwartz with an update on coming events. This weekend, escape into an unforgettable story on the big screen with Project Hail Mary. Follow a science teacher who wakes up alone on a spaceship with no memory, only to discover he's on a mission to save Earth's sun. As the mystery unfolds, an unexpected friendship may hold the key to humanity's survival. Showtimes are Friday, April 17th at 7:30 p.m., Saturday, April 18th at 2 p.m., and Sunday, April 19th at 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at the door, just $5 for general admission or $3 for Palace members. And don't forget the snacks, soda, water, popcorn, and candy are all just $3 each. Then get ready to rock at one of the Palace's most exciting nights of the year, Rock the May. This high-energy, cabaret-style concert features an incredible lineup of local talent, performing some of the greatest rock hits of all time. From Living on a Prayer to Bohemian Rhapsody, it's a night full of music, fun, and audience favorites. Even better, Rock the May is one of our biggest annual fundraisers, supporting arts education, community programming, and the preservation of the historic Palace Theater. Tickets are $39, with premium seating available for $49. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit marionpalace.org, call 740-383-2101, or stop by 276 West Center Street in downtown Marion. Box office hours are Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. From the big screen to the live stage, there's always something exciting happening at the Marion Palace Theater, and we can't wait to see you here.
The Second Cup continues in a moment with Tom Kennedy and the weather.
Ah, springtime. Mother Nature's reawakening. A time for annual firsts. The first robin. The first pitch of a new baseball season. The first lawn mowing. The lush green grass, the aromatic fresh blooms, the budding trees, the itchy eyes, runny nose, and nasal congestions from the ever-increasing pollen count. But I digress. An annual first I always look forward to is the first sip of the new springtime brews and seltzers at my favorite little pub, the Marion Brewing Company. The Marion Brewing Company. Marion's finest for Marion's finest.
In your Second Cup forecast, rain and thunderstorms today. Wind gusts at times to about 32 miles an hour, 74 for this afternoon's high. Overnight, cloudy skies, temperatures dropping to 39. On Sunday, mostly sunny, a high of 54. Sunday night, we go down to freezing, so plants need brought in or covered. Monday, widespread frost through the morning, sunny skies for the day, 49 for Monday's high. That's your Second Cup forecast from WZMO.
Joining us this morning is Jody Cooper from the Marion Public Library.
At Marion Public Library, we're celebrating something special, National Library Week, happening April 19th through the 25th. This year's theme is Find Your Joy, and it's an invitation for everyone in our community to discover what the library means to them. Whether it's getting lost in a great book, learning something new, attending a program, or simply finding a quiet place to recharge, your joy can be found right here at the library. Each day of National Library Week highlights a different way libraries impact our lives. From Right to Read Day, National Library Workers Day, National Library Outreach Day, to Take Action for Libraries Day, National Library Week is a celebration of everything the library represents: access, opportunity, connection, and discovery. At Marion Public Library, we see every day how lives are changed through reading, learning, and community. From early literacy programs to lifelong learning opportunities, from author visits to outreach efforts, the library continues to be a place where everyone belongs. So this week, we invite you to stop in, explore something new, and find your joy at the library. To learn more about programs, services, and everything happening during National Library Week, visit marianlibrary.org or follow us on social media. We can't wait to see you at the library.
Grant Powell joins us now with Marian in a moment.
This is Grant Powell with Marian in a Moment. This Marian in a Moment is about polling in Marion County during the 1844 election campaign. This polling is neither about the number of votes cast for a candidate nor a survey of voters' opinions in an attempt to measure how candidates are faring in garnering votes on Election Day. Hear now what was this polling in the election of 1844 as recounted in a history book of Marion County. During this campaign, after the political cauldron got fairly to boiling, each party in Marion must raise a poll, believing that the longest poll would knock off the persimmons, that is, get the most votes. The Democrats first hoisted a hickory almost 100 feet high, and on it raised a flag upon which was emblazoned in large letters, Polk, Dallas, Todd, and Victory. The Whigs followed by raising an ash pole some 20 feet higher than the hickory, with Henry Clay and Frelinghuysen as their standard bearers. The Democracy, determined not to be outdone, immediately set about raising a still higher pole, at least 50 feet higher. But after getting it up about one-third the way, it broke. The Coons, as the Clay Whigs were then nicknamed, of course shouted for joy, while the Democrats stamped with rage. Some of them flew around in a very excited manner. They counseled together and determined to send to Columbus for a regular ship carpenter with blocks, tackle, rope, and all the necessary appurtenances for raising a pole 225 feet high in ship mast style. The ship carpenter engaged was James Newcomer, who in due time arrived with tackle, apparently enough to raise the Great Eastern. The blood of the Democracy was up, and nothing short of a providential intervention could prevent them from accomplishing their purpose. The heaviest piece for the pole was cut on the farm of George Rupp of Pleasant Township. It was 28 inches in diameter at the larger end and tapered up beautifully to 80 feet. There were three splices fixed with the best iron bands. It required several days to get everything in readiness, and of course, it was noised all over the country that the tallest pole in the United States was soon to be raised at Marion. A good-sized procession left town for Uncle George's farm to get the pole. Mr. Rupp had the large piece mounted upon his broad-tired wagon, to which were attached 8 magnificent horses, duly caparisoned with flags and the old-fashioned handbells. The band and a few carriages led the way, and the procession, in wagons and on horseback, made the grand entree into town with more pomp and display than Sells Circus Company could now imitate. When the timbers duly arrived in town and were unloaded in front of the courthouse, things looked like business. A hole about 8 feet deep was dug, at the bottom of which a frame of cross sills was placed to retain the huge shaft. The day on which the monster pole was erected was as pleasant as one could wish, and a larger crowd had assembled than had ever before come together in Marion. The pole was properly adjusted according to the design of the superintendent, and when all was ready, up it went, majestically enough, without an accident. An appropriate flag was run up to within about 20 feet of the top, and the excited and anxious hearts of the democracy began to beat with an inexpressible joy of patriotism. There is no doubt that this poll victory aided to bring about a poll victory for the Democrats at the ensuing election, and they also won in the national contest. But Todd and victory was not theirs in the state election. On the night of the Jubilee in November, a huge box with sides composed of windows was well lighted up within by sperm candles and hoisted up 200 feet on this mighty flagstaff. A grand spectacle. But an accident happening in the procession below, the line was precipitately cut, and down came the lantern with an awful crash. The poll stood for some days after the presidential election, when it was thought best to cut it down, lest it be blown sometime when it would do damage. As soon as the poll lay prostrate on Main Street, every devotee went for pieces of the relic, and before sundown, it was clean gone. Samuel Sater took a goodly portion of the best part off the stick to his cabinet shop and manufactured it into neat canes. The vote on governor this fall was very close, there being 1,433 in the county for Mordecai Bartley, Whig, and 1,415 for David Todd, Democrat. And for president, a month afterward, it gave James K. Polk, Democrat, 74 majority. There you have it. You learned not only about the 1844 polling in Marion County, but also about knocking off the persimmons, a phrase with which you can dazzle your friends when describing candidates garnering the most votes this fall. For Marion in a Moment, I am Grant Powell.
Tom Kennedy now with the last word.
All of us in broadcasting have at one time or another had to do our share of fluff stories. Mostly we need them for time fillers, or in the case of print, to fill a page. Sometimes it's just a dead news day. Sadly, that's not happening enough these days. But at any rate, I stumbled on one this week that has to take the cake of fluff. Its headline reads, "Ranch Dressing, an American staple that actually began life on a ranch." The writer goes on quoting, "What started out as almost a lark became a multi-million dollar industry." The late Steve Henson explained in a Los Angeles Times piece about his famous dressing and Hidden Valley Ranch, the mail order business he launched in the late 1950s and sold to the Clorox Company two decades later. As a plumbing contractor in Alaska, Henson first served his ranch dressing to workers. His herbs, spices, buttermilk, and mayo concoction then became such a hit with guests at the Hidden Valley Ranch, the Dude Ranch he and his wife opened in California, that he sold it as a do-it-yourself dry mix Eventually, Clorox bottled a self-stable version, and companies joined in. I told Greg Dunham about the story. Now, he wants to know where balsamic vinaigrette comes from. I'm going to let him do the research on that one. I've done my fluff story for the day. That's my last word, and I'm sticking to it.
There's your second cup. Thank you for listening.